Now, Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, by the way.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the provision that you authored in this SAFER grant program legislation.
Well, I am pleased to say that we got it passed. We talked on your program earlier in the year, and this deals with SAFER grants, which helps fire departments hire individuals as firefighters, particularly helpful to rural areas and smaller departments. But there was a federal provision that prevented those departments from hiring part-time firefighters or volunteer firefighters that may have been working for that particular agency, which made no sense. And so we were able to get language in this legislation that now allows a fire department to elevate to full-time status part-time firefighters that may be working for them.
It's important, as you said, especially for some of those smaller rural fire departments.
Absolutely. You know, most firefighters in this country, I think around 70% of firefighters are volunteers. They're part-time. They're paid on call. And that's the way a smaller fire department is able to make sure that they have the people necessary to protect their community. And these are individuals who are trained. They go through all of the full training of any other firefighter, are fully qualified to do their job. But under the federal law, they were not able to be moved to full-time status using federal money, which made no sense. And so we were able to clarify that, and now we'll have the opportunity to have that happen in Michigan. It's an issue that I heard from fire chiefs all across the state that you know, this is crazy, it needs to be fixed, and I'm happy to report we were able to do it.
These grant programs are important, especially for smaller fire departments, aren't they?
Well, they are. They really are the lifeblood for it. You know, every local community is all stressed in order to get the resources that they need to operate things as basic as firefighting. So these SAFER grants are very helpful. I work on a regular basis with fire departments around the state to bring these federal dollars into Michigan. I think it's a big part of my job as a U.S. Senator is to bring as much federal money as I can into our state to help our local communities, and SAFER grants are an important piece of that. And now these grants will be even more effective because I know there are part-time firefighters that we could immediately elevate to full-time status, fully trained, ready to go, and that will now happen.
Of course, for those grants to get back into states like Michigan, the federal government has to continue functioning, and we're looking at a possible government shutdown later this week. What needs to happen to keep the government functioning?
Well, we can't let it shut down. I think that it would be outrageous. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen, certainly working with my Republican colleagues who have control of the Senate and the House. We can't let this happen. This is a basic foundation for government. You keep it open. But there are some legislation that should move, and it's really quite surprising to me it hasn't. One of those is the CHIP, which is a children's health program. About 100,000 children in Michigan, this is where they get their health insurance, about 9 million children around the country. This program should have been reauthorized. It hasn't been. Some states are already starting to give notices to families that the children may not be covered by this type of very important health coverage. And it's frustrating for me, and the fact that it's been bipartisan, passed out of committee bipartisan, and yet the Republican majority has not even put it on the floor for a vote. So those are things that we will focus on, saying as we are looking at the budget and passing it to keep the government open, there are some critical programs that families are counting on that need to be reauthorized, and that needs to be part of it.
There's been a lot of talk the past few days since the Michael Wolff book came out about the president's ability to govern, his mental stability and things like that. Obviously, that's a distraction in the news cycle. That's something that we're hearing a lot about and talking a lot about, and it makes for interesting fodder. Is it any kind of a distraction to the work going on in the Senate and the House?
Well, I would say that part of the distraction has more to do with the president's tweets. And when that book came out, as you know, he tweeted more information, and that gets more attention from media. And those tweets, of course, aren't just related to that, but a variety of topics. I would hope that he would tone that down, because we do need to focus on these important issues like the children's health program and other very important issues that we need to deal with for the American people. And This type of fodder for the news cycle, which tends to get shorter and shorter, is not helpful, and it takes folks off the focus, which, in my mind, our focus needs to be American families and the challenges that they face.
Sounds like a busy year ahead, Senator.
Well, it will be. We had a pretty busy one towards the end of last year, and there's a lot on the docket that we have to take care of, and it starts with keeping the government open. That's first and foremost.
Well, good luck with that. We appreciate your time this morning. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Always good to be with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.